Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast, or welcome back if you are a regular listener. I know I haven't recorded for a while. Again, it's summer, so I'm prioritizing summer and spending time with family, which I hope you guys are as well, and I hope you're having a wonderful summer. Anyway, so for today's episode, we are going to be talking about whether you are a dreamer or a doer, and we're going to really dive deep into that today. I know I say that a lot. Apparently it's just my thing. We're going to dive deep today, you guys. And hopefully my daughter will stay sleeping so that we can continue recording this episode. We'll find out. But anyways, so where are you in your journey as an entrepreneur? Do you find yourself being a doer, or do you find yourself being a planner? Are you executing your God-given idea? Are you that person who is creating that vision board, who sees the dreams, plans the dream, and then you execute it and you do the plan? Or do you just continue to dream and wish that you had this plan in your life, wish that you had the money, had the clients, had the motherhood journey, that was me, had like all of the things that you're visualizing in your life? Are you that person that is wishing that you had it and just wondering, you know, is this going to happen? When is it going to happen? Oh, when it happens, it's going to be so beautiful and I'm going to be so grateful. But you're missing the action steps. You're missing the doing within your plan. And that is what I'm going to say, is that in the Bible, it doesn't say, oh, well planned, good and faithful servant. Well planned. It does not say that, does it? It says, in, I believe, Matthew 25, don't quote me on it, it's in Matthew somewhere. I love the book of Matthew, it's one of my favorite ones. But it says, there's one commendation in there that says, well done. Well done, not well planned. Well done, good and faithful servant. And that is what God wants you to be doing. He wants you to be going after your dream, going after that God-given idea, and taking action. We're not just setting the dream, setting the goals, setting the vision. We are actually taking action. Think of it like this. If, for example, your dream and your vision for your life is to be a best-selling author, you need to take action. You can't just visualize that and wish and hope that it's going to happen someday. You need to take action. You need to be obedient. And that obedience requires you sitting in front of your computer and typing up that book, typing up that first chapter, typing up your author bio even, or typing up, you know, maybe a testimonial review of your book so you can see that vision further. But you need to go beyond just having a dream, you guys, and a vision, and you need to start being obedient in the taking action and being a doer. Consider this episode your push. And I read in a devotional from, it's called Chase the Lion by Mark Batterson, I believe is the name. I highly recommend his book. But he says going after a dream is like riding a bike. You've got to get that momentum really going in order to get it going. Like if, oh, okay. You know that when you have things going, like using an example that everyone's going to relate to, for example, is like cleaning your house. You probably don't feel like doing it. You probably really don't feel like doing it if you're anything like me. But the laundry's there, the dishes are there, the floor is a disaster, the counter's a disaster. If it's not, oh, props to you. I wish that was me. Someday it will be, but not today. And I'm okay with that. But you need to gain that momentum in order to continue to do the things. So whether that is, like with cleaning your house, setting a timer for 5 minutes just to gain that momentum to start. Once you get that momentum going, you're going to keep going and you're going to push further and you're going to start going after those dreams further. You're going to start going after those visions that you have and realizing that setting goals and setting that vision is fun because it requires you to take action in order to get to those dreams and turn those dreams into reality. Otherwise, if you're not taking action, those dreams and those visions that you imagine into your life, they're going to become, as he puts it, a dream deferred. And I loved this devotional. It really hit home with me today. Not because it really related to my life, but just how powerful it is. And when we don't take action, as he puts it, your dream is going to become a dream deferred. It's always going to be, I'll do it later. I'll eventually it'll happen, or maybe I'll do it tomorrow, or maybe when you set, say, a money goal for your vision, I'm going to make 10K this month, this year. I'm going to sign the client this month, this year, this quarter, But here's the thing, you guys, God doesn't have a timeline. It is not our job to say, okay, by this month, this is going to happen. It could happen today. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen next week. So when we are setting those visions, set them as a vision. Don't add a timeline to it because that's going to put that pressure on you to make sure that it does happen. And every single season in our life is going to be different. So maybe you might have that momentum this day, this week, this month, but next month you might not. So when we are setting those visions and we are doing the planning and then we're executing the plan, make sure that it's flexible. That is a really important thing, is to make sure that it's a flexible plan so that when you are gaining that momentum, sometimes momentum goes down. That is a reality, you guys. Momentum isn't always an up, 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 up. We go up, we gain momentum, but then sometimes we lose that momentum and we go down. That's why they call the entrepreneur journey a roller coaster, because we're constantly going up and down and up and down and up and down. But did you have fun on the roller coaster? Did you have fun having that up and down? I know I do when I go on roller coasters. And the same thing with your entrepreneur journey, you guys. Setting goals and setting visions is meant to be fun. Executing the plan is meant to be fun. But it's when we start setting those timelines for ourselves and putting that pressure on the goal that we forget that it's a journey. We forget that it's meant to be fun, that it's part of the process. And when we start setting those high goals for us to execute and reach by a certain date, it starts to almost feel like a job. You need to meet these quotas by this date. You need to have this done by this date. Today is your sales goal. You have to meet the sales goal. You have to reach, a further revenue or sales goal by this date this year. Your year to date has to be this. Your month to date has to be this. When we start setting those goals in that way, it can be a good thing if you are that type of person who is motivated by seeing the numbers and seeing the execution within your plan. If that motivates you, great. Awesome. I mean, I'm one of those people. I love the numbers. I love to see. I mean, it might be the accountant in me. Who knows? But when you are setting those goals, I need you to find that fine line between knowing the numbers and knowing where you are in the journey, knowing what type of entrepreneur you are. And I feel like this episode's kind of gone on a bit of a tangent and a little bit off track. But hey, you know what? I pray before our episodes. I say, Lord, guide me on this episode for whatever my listeners need to hear today. And this is where we're going today. This is what we're talking about. But I will say again, setting goals is fun. It's meant to be exciting. And encourage you to take that action and execute the plan. And going after your dreams it's a journey. It's an up and down journey. It's not meant to be a straight line. There's going to be hurdles. There's going to be roadblocks. But the important thing with that is that you are slowing down. You're slowing down. You're being still. And remembering that it is a journey. God is going to lead you. He is guiding you every step of the way. He's still leading you and guiding you. He's leading you and guiding you as you're listening to this episode. He wanted you to listen to this episode because there was a message in it for you today. So I want you to, as you finish this episode here, I want you to remember to believe in yourself and follow those dreams. I want you to believe in yourself to the point where you don't give up on yourself, because God hasn't given up on you. God's never going to give up on you. Even when you feel like a failure, even when you feel like things aren't working out, even when you feel like the planned execution is just too hard for you in this moment, in this season, He's not giving up on you. This is your dream. This is His plan for your life. Pray for the energy. Pray for a new plan. Pray for the, steps to execute on this journey. Maybe your action steps aren't aligned with the type of person you are. Maybe the action steps that you're following from, maybe you signed up for a course or a membership or something. Maybe the action steps that that person is giving you aren't aligned with who you are and how you run as an entrepreneur. Take steps along the way that are aligned with what excites you, what brings you joy. And they might be simple, they might be more complicated. Depends again on who you are, but make sure as you're taking action and you're executing your plan that you're trusting yourself, you're believing in you, you're knowing that these dreams and these visions are going to come true. And God is saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. And He's standing there and He's applauding you. And He's so proud of you. And He's proud of you today. He's proud of you tomorrow. He's proud of you for all the progress that you've made and pushing through and persevering towards these dreams that you have. So on that note, you guys, I wanted you to just consider this your push. And I want you to take that step back and just remember that it is a journey. It is a journey. Plans are meant to be executed, but they're meant to be executed in a way that brings you joy, in a way that lights you up, in a way that feels good, most importantly, a way that feels good. So look at your plans, look at your vision, and always be revisiting it, because you're going to change who you are constantly as you learn, as you grow, as you develop, as you expand. Your plans might change, your visions might change. So if they're no longer aligned with who you are in this season, take that step back and revisit them. I love to look at my vision board, well, every day, but every single month I'm constantly looking at it going, okay, is this still aligned with the purpose, the plan that God has for me? If it's not, I take it apart and I redo it. I love using paper and a cork board so I can just take stuff off my cork board and I can re-add it and I can just shift it, because our plans are meant to be shifted. They need to be flexible. So anyways, I'm going on a tangent again, but I love you guys. God bless you. And I really just hope that this episode is the push that you needed and just that beautiful reminder that you're on the road to execution of this God-given idea, and it's time to be obedient with whatever source that you need to make those dreams come to fruition. So I love you. God bless you. And I hope you have a wonderful day, afternoon, evening, month, year, all the things. So God bless you, and I will see you for next episode. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know.
And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.